Hello, everybody. Welcome to the blind perspective here on Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway? Excuse me. The show where we give you our blind perspective on world topics. I am your host, Victor Gouveia. And remember, if you like what you're about to hear, hit that like button. And don't forget, you can follow us on our Facebook page and on Twitter. And you can subscribe to us on YouTube if you want to hear us live. If you can't hear us live and you want to take us with you, whether it's to work out or to take a walk or whatever, you can listen to us on podcasts pretty much everywhere podcasts are found. You can even ask Alexa to play Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway, and she'll go out and get you our episodes. Actually, we're also available on the Victor line of players. You can look for us in the podcast section. Just do a search for Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway, and you'll find all our episodes there. As well, if you want to contact us with criticisms or comments or anything of that nature, you can write us at whoseblindlifeisitanyway@gmail.com, and we'll respond in kind. Also, you can also comment in the comment section below. So please feel free, get in on the conversation and let us know what you think. On this episode, we're talking about the British monarchy. Now, the death of Queen Elizabeth II has pretty much opened the ground for debate on whether the British monarchy is needed at this point. The fact is, a lot of people don't feel it is. In fact, about, 41% of the British population feels that the monarchy is just a set decoration for the English Empire. And a lot of them feel that it's not needed. Also, the majority, though, about 64%, feel that the monarchy should stay in. They actually do some good. They actually do something for the British population and the world in general. Having said that, one has to wonder, are they actually doing any good? Now, we are not talking about colonization. We are not talking about, excuse me, we are not talking about whether countries should separate from England or whether the colonies should separate from England. And you have to understand, I have a unique viewpoint on that in the sense that we live in Canada. Well, I live in Canada, rather. And as of the British North America Act, we no longer send our tithings, so to speak, to the Queen. Having said that, though, that's not the case everywhere. I mean, the fact is Canada and about 54 other countries owe their tithings, owe their status to the British Empire. The fact is a lot of us have the Queen on our money. And I don't know what's going to happen at this point, whether we'll have the Queen now or King Charles. Who knows? But as of, I mean, even the Prince, was it the Prince William or Prince Harry? I don't know. The one who's married to Meghan Markle, they've separated from the royal houses. And they've gone completely separate lives. They are no longer wanting to be a part of that. And quite frankly, I don't blame them. The fact is, the monarchy, with the monarchy comes a whole shitload of status, popularity, paparazzi, you name it. You cannot go anywhere without your life being in danger. You can't go anywhere for, be it counseling, for example, as told in the interview on Oprah. And you have to wonder, I mean, granted, they're born into this life, but do they necessarily have to stay there? Now, you have to understand, the royal family in and of itself is worth about $86 billion. And before you think that a lot of us are paying taxes to them, to those $86 million, the fact is they bring in $750,000 in tourist revenue just to England alone. And that is, of course, separate from the hundreds of millions of dollars that they get, that they earn, rather, in revenue for special events like births, marriages, and various other things like that. So they are making money for England. But you have to understand, I mean, you have to understand that England has a $2.2 trillion debt at the moment. And it costs for uptake, it costs the royals, well, essentially, get about $86 million from the English people. In other words, part of the taxes go towards keeping them up, keeping Buckingham Palace together, keeping Windsor Castle up and running. You know, I mean, that's a lot of money. But one has to wonder, are they just set decorations? The fact is, the British monarchy has slowly handed away their, well, essentially their governorship of the various lands and politics. They've slowly given away the pieces of politics and governorship that each country needs. Each country, Canada, for example, has a governor general that represents the Queen. And each province has a governor general of its own. And, of course, Americans may not be, owing to them anything, but the fact is, they kind of owe their existence to the British Empire. If it wasn't for the British Empire, there wouldn't be an America. But the funny thing is, if you go to England and you essentially put down or talk bad about the Queen or the monarchy, you can actually get life in prison. And we in North America kind of take that for granted. Free speech and all. But at the end of the day, we really can't make fun of the Queen if we want to. As a matter of fact, way back about 10 or 15 years ago, when I was running the business with my brother, we had a contract with the provincial government to supply assistive technology. And the fact is, one of the prerequisites to getting that business was actually getting an insurance to cover any liability insurance that we needed for our business. But we also had to include the Queen of England as part of our insurance. I don't quite understand why that was. I mean, I can't see myself. Well, I can't see anyone suing the Queen for something that happened here in Canada, but I guess it's been known to happen. So we had to indemnify the Queen in our insurance policy. Now, don't get me wrong, I raised a stink about that when we opened the business all those years ago. I even talked to my provincial leader and a whole bunch of people. And you have to understand, I've been living in this country since I was 2, which is approximately 50 years. I was brought here by no choice of my own. My parents brought me over. And there was nothing I could do. I had no say in the matter. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, Portugal, the country that I'm originally from, started out with a monarchy as well. In fact, it was Portuguese monarchy that essentially expanded the world. But they weren't as conquering as the British Empire. Even the Spaniards, the Italians, the Egyptians, they all paled in comparison to the British Empire and what they've accomplished. Now, don't get me wrong. The British Empire is responsible for a ton of shit. The fact is, slavery has been around since mankind existed. The fact that one man essentially takes advantage of another has been around forever. But the British Empire is the one that started the main slave trade amongst the various countries. The fact that they went in and conquered the various countries that they colonized. Now, you might say, well, what else are they supposed to do? Just stay home and twiddle their thumbs? No. But I can't imagine that they had to essentially destroy everything they come in contact with. But needless to say, they did. They took over Australia. They took over, actually, Australia was first opened as a penal colony. But I digress. This was all prompted by the monarchy. They've been around since, I believe, the 1600s, for about 1,000 years, actually. Yeah. And they only expanded to North America since the 1600s. So one has to wonder, what the hell do we need them for? As I said, their political advantage, if any, has been slowly taken away from them. And this was by choice. In other words, the sovereignty or the monarchy actually signed off on it. Now, I can't imagine that the queen wanted to keep working. But let's face it, she was getting pretty long in the tooth. So one has to wonder, why bother having them? Well, you kind of have to look at it the one way. In other words, why does the U.S. have two Disneylands? One on the East Coast and one on the West Coast. And if you want to talk about expansion, Toronto is actually called Hollywood North. So, yeah, I'm not going to go into that. I mean, I could go on and on about the fallacies of that, of expansion, country expansion, and nationalization. The fact is, most people just care about their own lives. They don't give a shit about anyone else's. They don't give a shit about buddy down the street who happens to need money or food. They're more concerned with their own lives. But that was not the case always. The fact is, the British Empire created a lot of our lives as it is now. In fact, a lot of what we have is owed by the British Empire. Not owned, but owed. A lot of science, a lot of technological innovations came as a result of England's prosperity. They first colonized the other countries because the queen thought, or the king rather, thought that they should benefit from other things, from other things they could get from other countries. For example, you won't find oranges up there in England, but you will find it in places like Florida, California, and those oranges are shipped over. And vice versa. I mean, there are things that you get from England that you can't find anywhere else. So it was mostly for trade. And now, the monarchy is doing absolutely nothing but window dressing. They're essentially bringing in tourism and making money for the UK. Which isn't that bad, really. $750,000. I mean, wow. When you consider it only cost them $86 million to keep it up. They're like the Marvel movie that keeps on giving. Now, we have yet to see how far King Charles is going to take all that stuff. I mean, Queen Elizabeth II was a rather popular icon out there. I mean, She's been around since, I believe, 1918 or something like that. Yeah, 1918. So you have to wonder whether King Charles will be as popular, if at all. I mean, he's already notorious for his divorce from Princess Diana. And of course, he made more headlines when his kid, one of his kids, I think it was Harry, told Oprah that he cut the kid off in 2020. So there's quite a bit of, well, illustrious dealings on behalf of the monarchy. But there's a lot of good too, because the monarchy does get involved in charitable organizations. And and of course, Prince William and Kate Middleton are doing Netflix things, along with Harry and Meghan. So they're doing something right. But the question is, how long will that last? I mean, with $88 billion in net worth, that is a family that could make a lot of money. But yet they use it all. Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. I have no idea what they do to those $88 billion. But it would be nice if they gave it away, wouldn't it? But then they wouldn't be kings anymore, or queens, or princesses, or anything like that. Personally, I don't believe that we need a monarchy anymore, because they are essentially useless. I mean, they had their great times. They brought countries together. They brought people together, especially during COVID. And they essentially showed us what, or, well, they didn't show us, but they pretty much gave us a reason to come together. If not because we loved them, but because we hated them. So, there you have it. I think they're just decorations that make England look nice. Of course, we all know what happened to empires of the past. Grecian empires, Roman empires. The Kurds. So we'll have to see if the British Empire diminishes as drastically as those empires did. Possibly in less time. But anyway, just wanted to touch on the monarchy at this point. Remember, if you want to comment, please do so. Leave your comments below or send us an email, whoseblindlifeisitanyway@gmail.com, and we will respond in kind. Maybe read out your comments or criticisms on the next show. So guys, thanks for joining me on The Blind Perspective this week. And remember, have your own blind perspective on whatever you think is right. Bye-bye, everybody.